Hello, everybody. We are here to talk about the Open Build Service roadmap, more or less, talking about the past and somehow about the present and also the, I hope that the close future, right? So we are Moises and David. We work together in the OBS team, but it's called Build Service team, right? We work from Canary Islands. So we are here now just for this. The conference, I mean. Yeah. I want to show you a little bit, an overview of OBS for who doesn't know how it works or what it does. So we are now taking a look at the phrase that we have in the web page for the Open Service that say that we are a generic system that can build and distribute binary packages from sources in a reproducible, automatic, and consistent way, right? So this is a very big phrase, right? So I can show you how it works, more or less. When you are just a packager alone in your house and you want to package something and distribute to some users out there, you have your source and then you have to build something, maybe in the simple case for one architecture, one format of the package for one distribution, this is just one build. If you change something, you only need to rebuild and send it, right? But what if you want to have more users there and then you have to, I don't know, have more distributions, more architectures, and more package formats, right? So that will be a lot. You will get crazy, right? Because it's each time you change a comma because you are bug fixing something, then you have to build like 30 things. So that's why OBS is to the rescue. We do it automatically. We can reproducibly do it. So done. You are winning. You don't have to build the things by hand. That's the good point of it. Yeah. We are talking about now the structure a little bit because the OBS server part is divided in two applications right now, one in Ruby on Rails, the other in Perl. If you are a user, you can deal with our system by the web UI, so using a browser, or you can have using the command line interface that is OSC written in Python, right? This deals with the API. It's actually separate code in our code base that we want to already mix, but we are on it. Those talk to the backend and get the big, the builds done and the things out. Okay, now it's David, we are sharing the time, so David, it's your turn.
Hi, everybody. We are talking about the evolution of the components of OBS. So at the beginning, we support, of course, your own distributions and also all of those. That's with us in your own public OBS instance. We also support we update all the versions of all of those and we distribute to all people. So now we support the package format like RSpec from RPM, this from Debian, and also like Kivy and Live Builds. After we support also Colax and RPM package build. So. And from later, also app image and snap. The supported architecture in your own instance for a long time we support almost 40 architectures and now we only have 10 of them. The most of them you recognize are like Intel, ARM and PowerPC. The outputs, we have packages, repositories, and also Kivy. Kivy, of course, support of providers, most of them like ISO, virtual machines, Dockers. And we also provide bundles like app image and snap. So the last main feature we pass to Moises.
Yeah, again here. Then talking about the last features in the last year, right? So we have improved a list for Kulo that is here right now. The loading of the profile page. Before was many lists there that loaded all the records all together and then show it in JavaScript, then you can paginate on it. Now it's server side, so you only have to load the things that you need, right? Talking about a big feature, because it's Kivi, is just you can have build descriptions and build from it. So you already know maybe Kivi. So also we have the multi-build thing that is popping out in the UI now. Is now you can have in one source container a description of which files are creating which binary packages out there. So you can see in the right side that you can have both build results, so you can see what's going on with each. Also the GPG key and the SSL cert, you can now download it via the UI. So you have a dialog here, and if you have both or each, you can see a button for the loading. This is something new also, and I don't know if it's in our public instance is shown now, because there are some doubts there. But we have image templates. So that means that you have a package with all set up with a Kivi thing there, and then you can just branch from it and work and put your stuff on. So you can just branch from those templates there and create your appliance, right? Now, David, this is your turn.
Okay, the future. We have having a workshop to think of what we want in the future, to what we want to change, what we want to archive. So the first one is refactor and change the web UI. Why? Because it's old. Not that we show the web UI and we saw it's old fashioned. It's like, why? So for first, we have to mirror the test to it. Now, right now, we have mini tests and we want to change to RSpec. Not because Minitest is bad, but we have smoke test, what you only click and visit the page and say, oh, it worked fine. We have huge file with huge tests, so maybe a gazillion of code then. And also, they only test of a workflow. They don't do Minitest, don't unit test or controller test. Only workflow, and that's enough. And it needs a backend to run this test. RSpec, suppose it's more modern, but not more better, but it's new. We will try to not do smoke test, to have small file with test property done or property reported in these files. And independent test and no need to backend thanks to the VCR. Now we also try to increase the coverage with one of your goals, because right now we have 89% and we try to reach to maximum possible. The front end. We have looked some of new technologies like Vue, React, maybe also do it in vanilla JavaScript, we don't know. And also new frameworks from CCS like Miriam, Semantic UI, Bulma, Foundation. We don't know. We have a look at them, and when we start, we saw one of them or something new appear, and we will see. Why? Like I said to you before, it's old-fashioned. We have old frameworks from JS and old frameworks from CCS like Bento, and because it's not responsive. And we want now also introduce an health monitoring like InfluxDB to measure the numbers of users we have, also the open and closed reviews, the package that save it, updated, to have a collection of statistics and to have more data. Then now is Moises's part.
Okay. We have, in the former days, we have Hermes, and on top of it, a notification system. And we want someone get rid of it, so it's gone right now. Now we want to have another notification system better than just sending emails. And that's why we are going to base on RabbitMQ, thanks to Kulo again. And for what? For having at least pushing message instead of polling, because now time OpenQA, for instance, just polls there. Also, we want to have better filtering for just not saying I want to be just notified if something pops in a package that I'm maintaining on, but also I can say only in that project, or I want to have it in the case of something. So many conditionals and many other kind of filtering, right? Beside that, we have a think about having frequency like before, and also having a digest instead of just sending a notification each time. So something that maybe once a day have all the things inside and then you just read them. We want to have more channels even, so not only email, RSS, so maybe others, we have to figure out what. But the good thing is that based on a message bus, we can just talk to it, other tools, not only for people, right? And this is one big thing for us, is just creating something that helps people to deal with the Kivy files. Why? Because this is an XML, you don't know the options that you can have in each attribute, so the values that you are doing well or not, so you don't have any clue if you don't read the documentation, right? So we want to help people to do it easily, supposedly, so we are doing something visual inside the OBS. And this is, since it's pretty new, it's just because before we had Kivy creating Docker images, but we wanted or needed just have native support for Kivy Docker files, right? So we can now create, I hope in no time, building native Dockers from Docker files. And that's it. Maybe we are now talking about a little bit, not talking, but at least pointing to other talks that are holding here for related somehow to OBS. And
so now we are on the OpenBuild service roadmap. For sure you have lost the reproducible builds from Bernard because it passed or not, maybe. I encourage you to go to the continuous integration of with OBS, with OpenBuild service of Manuel and Christian, and also to the SUSE package hub from Wolfgang. Also on Saturday we have all of those. I also encourage you to go to OBS number by Anna. And of course of Anchor, it's very interesting. And also by the OBS package, OBS Ampliance, they are a talk and also a workshop done by Simon and Adrian. And also by Volgan, the next one, and Alex. And also we have another one on Sunday about packaging by Simon and repository build discussions by Bernard. So, any questions?
So we are finished, right? So if you have any question, that's it. If not, we can go lunch. No? 1, 2, 3, then go. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.